presenting this afternoon and honoring Michael A. Keller, who is the University Librarian and Director of Academic Information Resources and publisher of Stanford University Press and the Highwire Press. Michael has been our very strongest supporter, or among the most of our, our most strong supporters, and since the very beginning of Codex 10 years ago. As Roberto mentioned, he has supported this with the resources of both his office as university librarian and as publisher at Stanford University Press. From his offices, the support has risen, of course, that he has helped us with funding, but more so he has, through the generosity of his own vision, he has supported Roberto's work. And supported Roberto's mission, personal mission, to collect as much as he can. The Stanford University Library published our volume 2 of Book Art Object, and under the direction of Trujillo and under the auspices of the Office of the University Librarian, there have been many book shows, artist books, and catalogs produced at the university level. So now, if we could, I would really like to present Mike with a symbol of our appreciation and a magnificent woodcut tree. The Outlook Tree, a juniper grown out of the glacier-polished granite at Olmsted Point in the High Sierra Nevada by wood engraver Richard Wagner. It has an inscription. It's a little inscription about trees and books from that old wag Shakespeare, and it ends with, "Mike, you're a true bookman and a great friend." So thank you, Michael, for all of your time.
And craftsmen in the book arts help define what the book could be, what the book is, what the book means. And that creative work shouldn't fail. We have to recognize that. You should not fail. You should continue to do that creative work, even as there are e-books and all kinds of other products that can only be seen on the web. I see this as one big continuum. I think the design work, the artistic work, the work that you do with other artists and poets and authors, whether alive or dead, is incredibly important. And we, at places like Stanford and other libraries, large or small around the country, have a responsibility to be custodians of culture. And what you're doing represents wide swaths of our culture. Most everyone in this room is a derivative of a Western culture, but there are lots of other cultures. We need to pay attention to all of them. And fortunately, at places like Stanford and Cal and Harvard and Yale, we have some of the wherewithal that where we can actually accomplish that. So that when Peter and Roberto came to me to talk about Codex, I thought this would be really a terrific way to get the producers, the creative artists, the craftspeople, and the purchasers together in one place. I have to say that I've been going to the Frankfurt Book Fair since the middle 70s. I've been in the trade that long. And one of my favorite exhibits there are the prize-winning books from around the world who are assembled in one place every year. And I have to say that most of those books are not very artistic. There are lots of books of photographs, there are lots of books that have fancy covers, there are lots of books that have been one way or another attracted the attention of the judges on these various competitions. The assemblage of books at the Codex Book Fair over these last years is far more illustrative of really what's happening in the book arts. Yeah. And I'm extremely pleased that it's going on the way it's going on, and that how many people are registered for this?
Well, we have 275 people registered for the symposium, and we 200 artists, and we expect 4,000 or 5,000 visitors.
This is fantastic. It's if I were to have a wish that could be achieved, my wish would be that the the Codex Book Fair and the Symposium would also be shown at the Frankfurt Book Fair. So the 75,000 people there who come to trade can also see what real books are.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much.